This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. It's in Iowa City, Iowa next month. We're in a bit of an information void here with a partial government shutdown. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. You'll learn from the industry's most experienced farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful and innovative farmers. It looks like the year ahead will be another challenging year, but the summit certainly will get you revved up and ready for it. Farmers and ranchers all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. They can network also with other farmers and ranchers from around the nation, some of the best on the planet. And there are segments for young farmers, too. The Farm Futures Summit speaker agenda is packed with excellent presentations, actionable things you can take home to your own operation. Register now, get the early bird discount. The 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Some of the commodity traders we know have been complaining in recent days about the fact they are in the dark with a partial government shutdown. They are unable to see those weekly reports that they generally get from the USDA on agricultural exports. They've been looking forward to seeing those numbers to give them a clue as to whether or not China is following through with its promises to buy grain and soybeans amid the ongoing trade war. Traders have been anxiously awaiting proof from the Department of Agriculture that China is indeed ramping up purchases of grains and soy. And farmers are preparing their spring planting ideas. They're trying to secure financing right now for seeds, fertilizer, and rent of land. So they need to know with some certainty what is going on. Beijing resumed buying some cargoes of soybeans earlier this month after the two countries agreed on the 1st of December to a truce in the trade war. But the hefty tariffs on cargoes remain in place, and there's uncertainty over how much the top soybean customer we have will actually purchase from us. And some of the traders point out that this information void actually gives the big, large commercial grain merchants a bit of an edge. We're talking about the ABC companies, Archer Daniels Midland, Bunge, Cargill. Oh, we'll throw in Dreyfus, also ABCD. Some traders say those big companies have an advantage because they can keep their export deals with countries like China and Mexico out of the public marketplace here for a while. The vice president of research for the Refco firm, a fellow we've known for quite some time, Rich Feltus, said the absence of the USDA export sales data can increase the risk involved in trading and agricultural markets. It may be, he says, pushing speculators to the side. I'll be back after this.